Yep, it's Thursday, and you know exactly what time it is. It's time to kick off your weekend with another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing our brand new series entitled Bro Code, and today's episode is one you don't want to miss. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Hey, don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. It's time to buckle up, lock in. Let's get ready, y'all. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to thank all of you for your support of the Season 3 premiere of this show, and also the first installment of this new series that we're doing in this new season entitled Bro Code. Unqualified was an episode, and again, I got to thank my friend Kiana from the Dark Sugar Podcast for giving me the inspiration to do this episode. I can't thank her enough. I can't stress it enough that I have some amazing, amazing people around me that encourage me and cheer for me and inspire me to talk about some things that oftentimes us as men don't talk about. And so, again, thank you to Kiana for allowing me to kind of piggyback in a way on her episode on imposter syndrome by talking about it kind of from my point of view and based on my experience as well. But also, I want to thank all of you for listening to the episode. And that episode is entitled Unqualified. Just a brief talk about imposter syndrome, what it is, how I deal with it, and how I try to fight it, and how you can as well. Because we all deal with imposter syndrome in some way, shape, or form. But it's due season. It was due season to talk about it, about, you know, when men deal with imposter syndrome, because, you know, it's so bad. And we oftentimes don't really talk about, what we deal with. I know it's been a journey for me to talk about what I deal with, and I've been able to use this platform, use this medium, to kind of talk about me. And in the midst of talking about what I go through and what I battle, my goal forever is to help somebody else that is going through the same thing that I've gone through or am going through, but probably isn't as far along. But to be perfectly honest, it doesn't matter where you are. And I said this on Tuesday. It doesn't matter where you are in your journey. We're all in this together, and we can all learn from each other's experiences and pray for each other, support each other, fight together to kind of combat and deal with some of those lingering issues that we deal with day to day, especially us as men. We need to start doing that. We need to start supporting each other more than ever before, because it's wild. But I also learned a new word on Tuesday. As I was preparing to do this episode, and that word was rumination. It's basically when those thoughts in your mind circulate, the thoughts in your mind that circulate, and they generally can be sad and depressing thoughts. And so learning a new word, learning about rumination was absolutely eye-opening to learn that word and learn what it's all about, and learn that, you know, about how suppressed memories can linger for so long, and how we can think of some of the worst things in our lives that happen to us the most. But and you know, those good things can be fleeting and can go away at times, because sometimes the most horrible things and the most traumatizing things in our life will run rampant and will push those little thing, those great things out of our mind. You know, it happens. But rumination was a new word that I learned. But again, thank you for your support. I know I just kind of gave a recap. If you have not listened to that episode, I encourage you to listen to Tuesday's episode entitled Unqualified. And make sure you pass it along to a friend, and make sure that friend passes along to a friend that absolutely needs it. I'm encouraging all men. Ladies, if you have a man in your life that needs to listen to this series, I absolutely grade A encourage you to pass this along to somebody, whether it's a brother, whether it's an uncle, whether it's a son, whether it's a dad, whether it's a a best friend, whether it's a husband, a boyfriend. Doesn't matter what it is, who it is. No matter what their title is in your life, if you feel that the men in your life need to hear this series and need to hear any individual episode during this series, I absolutely encourage you to pass it along to them. And ladies, just for the record, this particular series is targeted towards men. But if you can relate to this, I encourage you to listen to these episodes as well, because we all can take from something. We're all dealing with something. We are all dealing with some of the same things in some ways, shapes, and forms. So I'm not just, this is, although this is a men's series, please, I encourage you, ladies, if you hear anything in here that you are dealing with, please listen. Because even though the series are targeted, it's for everybody. So again, thank you for your support of the show, the series, and Tuesday's episode. Just a quick little announcement. There will be no episode on Tuesday, July 6th. That's a special day to me. If you don't know, that is my birthday. So there will be no episode. I'm going to relax for a day. I'm going to chill out. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have fun doing it. Take time to thank God. Take time to, you know, just to celebrate me. But if you want to celebrate my birthday, please, if you want to celebrate with me, please, if you want to celebrate by sending me a gift, I will. My Cash App is, I don't know, you know, sometimes I sound so desperate and goofy to when I do this. If you want to celebrate my birthday by giving a gift, my Cash App is $AJDS1121. That is $AJDS1121. If you want to just celebrate by wishing me a happy birthday, you will get those tags at the end of this episode. Please send me a message. I love, you know, I like gifts, but I love those encouraging messages. I love, I love those happy birthdays every year when I get happy birthdays from people that I've known for years, that from people that I've only known for a short amount of time, from strangers, from people that I talk to daily, from people that I haven't talked to since the last birthday, from people I haven't talked to since elementary school that I didn't know were around. But, you know, gonna be a great weekend. Gonna be a great birthday weekend. But again, if you want to celebrate in any way, whether it's through gifts, whether it's through, you know, gifts or through, you know, a birthday message, I will gladly accept it. But again, no episode on Tuesday. We will resume all episodes on Thursday, July 8th. And Thursday, July 8th's episode is going to be amazing. So, again, thank you. Hey, if it's your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I pray that in these next few moments, I speak to your struggle, speak to your situation. I strive to be three things on this show and in my life. And that's authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those three pillars of my life and this show, that I say something that supercharges you, that encourages you, that causes you to say enough is enough, that causes you to break the chains that have been bound, that you have been bound by, to be able to that encourages you to confront the generational curses that are in your life. And I'm like Anita Baker, and I make you this promise. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, thank you for joining me today, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time. All right, enough with the commercials. It's time to get rolling. As you know, we are continuing our series entitled Bro Code. And I wanted to do a series simply to talk to my fellow bros, talk to my guys, because we need to have these discussions about certain things within our lives more than ever. We need to talk about this stuff that we don't talk about. We need to learn how to confront some things in our lives that we rarely don't confront. But today's episode, the title of this episode was inspired by a book written by one of my heroes, one of my mentors, one of a role model, one of the standards in my life, one of the he's just such an amazing person, and I'm grateful for his mentorship, his leadership. And that is my mentor, Coach Tim Brown. He wrote a book a few years ago called Boys Won't Be Boys, and it's about how to be uncommon in a common world. And so this title is inspired by this book, but I wanted to go deeper than talking about being uncommon. I wanted to talk about the phrase, boys will be boys. Now, show of hands, I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, let's do this thing. But show of hands, we've all heard the phrase, boys will be boys, right? And oftentimes that phrase is used for some, sometimes it's they're sometimes they're goofy, but most of the time they're used as an excuse to just they're used to excuse vile and horrible acts, to excuse errors, rudeness and stupidity, to encourage a negative mindset, to encourage negative moves. And so for the next few moments, I wanted to talk about the origins of boys will be boys, why we have to stop using this excuse, and what boys and how we change the narrative. Because we live in it, because we should not continue, we should not as men continue to have this mindset that we can do whatever we want to anybody and it will get excused. as if we will not be judged greatly. We win soundly for our actions. And just a heads up, this is not an attack on men. This is not an attack. I don't want to get any emails or messages in my DM talking about, oh, you going off on the men. You hate men. Da-da-da-da-da. No, I don't. But I'm a man that was willing, but I'm a man that is willing to change the narrative. Even if I haven't done anything really, really horrible. I'm a man that's willing to change his ways. And I've been a man that has been willing to change his mindset. Because oftentimes, we get that boys will be boys mindset from what we're taught. Because whether you think so or not, we are still at an impressionable age. If you're in that demographic that I'm in, that the millennial demographic, we are still at an impressionable age. We are at an age where we hold on and latch on to some of the most negative lessons that we were taught from the time that we were young to the time that we became adults to now. We hold on to some of these lessons. We hold on to some of these mindsets that often cause us more harm than good. And what better, and what less, and what worse lesson to hold on to, and what worse mindset to hold on to than the mindset that boys will be boys, especially when it comes to situations where we abuse and use and manipulate and talk down against women. We got to stop using that excuse as a means to mask and push under the rug the way that we talk and disrespect women. And I'm a black man and I'm going to say it, and I don't care who feels any type of way about it. And we got to stop using this, us as black, for my black bros, for my brothers. We have to stop demeaning black women. We have to do it. I said it before when I did an episode on toxic masculinity. And you can listen to that episode. That episode is called You're Not a Man If... dot dot dot. But I wanted to go a little deeper with this, because we got to stop using this example. We got to stop using the phrase boys will be boys to demean, undermine black women. We gotta stop using this phrase, boys will be boys, to demean women who are in the athletic field, who are in positions that they deserve and that they have worked for. We gotta stop using the phrase, boys will be boys, to demean women and tell them they belong in the kitchen and in the kitchen only, or they belong in the bed, popping out babies. Yeah, I said it. And I'm not taking it back. We got to stop using the phrase boys will be boys. I know I can't say it enough. I keep saying it. I keep being repetitive. But I just need somebody to understand. Just because it's being done doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. Just because it gets celebrated. And believe me, some of the toxic and vile and horrible things get celebrated the most. More than those positive things. Those things where we're uplifting and we're progressing and we're unifying and we're celebrating others. We live in a culture where demeaning the next man, demeaning the next woman, demeaning the next person, period, gets celebrated more than uplifting and encouraging others. But you're probably sitting there and wondering and asking, where does the phrase boys will be boys come from? Let me give you a prime example of the phrase boys will be boys and why we say boys will be boys. As I was preparing for this particular topic, I wanted to know the origin of this phrase. And here it is, and this is off of dictionary.com. And and I'm just going to paraphrase. I'm going to read. I'm going to skip ahead of some things on this because it's a very long article, and I don't want to stretch this. I don't want to stretch it any. Well, I just want to give the gist of this thing. So here it goes. Boys will be boys. It's an idiom that we hear tossed around far too often. But what does it actually mean? And why did we ever start saying it? And what about girls? Who or what will they be? Here's the origins of boys will be boys. Boys, the phrase boys will be boys was first recorded in English in 1589. It originated from a Latin proverb, children are children and do childish things. While a bit obvious, if it had remained intact as such, it wouldn't be so problematic. Children, in fact, do childish things. That is why it is to be expected to some degree. Yeah, it is expected to some degree. Children will be children. And children do childish things. But what happens when that child who's doing childish things becomes a man who does childish things? Ah, talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. First one for season three. I'll say it for a second time in this new season. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. What happens when a child who did childish things becomes a man who does childish things? There's an old scripture, and there's a scripture in the Bible that says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I talked like a child. I acted like a child. I moved like a child. I did childlike things. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But what happens when the child becomes a man but refuses to put away childish things? What happens when accountability is being taught but not implemented? Uh-oh. Talk to me, somebody. Come here, Brock Turner. Here, while we're here. Yeah, we all know the story and trigger warning. We all know it. If you don't know it, please take a look at it. There was a Stanford swimmer named Brock Turner, who viciously and horribly sexually assaulted a young woman. And got off. Yes, he's on the sex offender list. We get it. However, there should have been more that was done. And the thing about it was, he was not fully held accountable for his actions. Not only by the court, but here it is, by his own father. His own father who was rearing him and teaching him and showing him, should be showing him the right way to go and telling him the right way and the wrong way and telling him to be an uncommon man that puts away childish things and puts away childish thoughts. This triggers me so much because I have a little sister and I know me. And I prayed before I did this episode that my emotions wouldn't show up, but I have to. Well, as I talk about this moment right here, his own father, who was supposed to rear him and tell him the right way to go, and tell them not to do certain things and not to hang around certain people. And watch the decisions that you make, and that you would be accountable for every action and reaction. Instead, celebrates his son's actions and excuses his son's actions. And how did he do it? He said these things in court. He said this following phrase in court, that nobody should be punished for 20 minutes of action. That prison was too much for his son, and that his son should not be punished for 20 minutes of action. His own father celebrated and excused this vile act of behavior. And that phrase right there is the reason why we have to change the narrative of boys will be boys. Because if we do not hold ourselves accountable for our actions, we will continue to do things and allow the people around us and our brothers around us to do things that are inexcusable. But we will excuse them because we will use the phrase, boys will be boys. And I have to let somebody know, as I'm in my, because I'm in my emotions right now, I'm charged by this, that we have to stop excusing errors, rudeness, and stupidity as men. Especially my generation. We got to stop pushing things under the rug. We have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to hold each other accountable. We have to get back to grabbing our friends by the collar and shaking them and saying, enough is enough. You have to stop doing this. Not for my sake as a man, but for your sake. I'm holding myself to a standard to hold not only myself accountable, but the men around me accountable for their actions. But accountability only goes so far. I can hold you accountable all day. I can hold you accountable. I can tell you that's not the right thing to do. I can tell you, hey, that's not a good idea. But if you do not receive it, you'll continue to do the same things over and over and over and over again. Boys will be boys. It's not a phrase to use to excuse horrible and vile behavior. Let me go even further with this. Boys will be boys is not a phrase that we use to excuse discriminatory behavior. I don't care who the person is. I don't care what their lifestyle is, who they choose to date, who they choose not to date, who they say yes to, who they say no to. It is no excuse to be physically abusive and manipulative and discriminatory. It's no excuse. You've heard me tell stories several times about men who couldn't be told no. And instead of walking away and going, you know, this wasn't right. It wasn't the right thing, you know. Or being able to handle rejection. Let's put it that way. They chose to be physically abusive. And mentally and psychologically manipulative. Talk to me, somebody. We've seen these examples in the last year of men being told no. And again, this is not an attack on men, but I have to get here. I have to talk about this. We have to change the narrative, because if we don't change the narrative, we'll forever be shrouded, masked as men who don't hold themselves accountable, who are never responsible for what they do. And I refuse to be in a situation where I'm not accountable for my own actions. And I refuse to sit in the realm and live in the realm of toxic masculinity. God, talk to me, somebody, because there are so many people right now that are in the realm of toxic masculinity that use this excuse. But it's time to change the narrative. How do we change the narrative? Well, the first thing was being accountable. The second is being responsible. We learn about the age of accountability. Young, and we still learn it to this day, because something we have to relearn what we chose to unlearn. We have to relearn what we choose to unlearn, what we've that we've pushed away. What we learn about the age of accountability, taking into account what I've done. But then there's a point where you learn how to be responsible. Yeah, you take into account what you did. And now it's time to take those lessons and not only learn from them, but grow from them to the point that you never do them again. You gotta be responsible. But we got to put away, we have to learn how to put away childish things and put away childish thoughts and put away childish lessons that we were taught. We have to learn the value of putting that stuff away. No more can we say, boys will be boys. We have to learn how to live uncommon in an uncommon way. Boys will be responsible. Boys will be accountable. Boys will be encouraging. Boys will be affirming. Boys will be men of great character. Men of courage. Courage doesn't mean doing something stupid. Bravery doesn't mean doing something and saying something stupid. Power doesn't mean overpowering somebody that's less than. There's power in accountability. I want somebody to know that there's power in accountability. There's power in getting power and being in touch with your emotions and how you feel. There's power in it. Boys will be in touch and in control of their emotions. Boys will cry. It is okay to cry. It's okay to show your emotion. I said it on Tuesday and I need to let you know that it is okay to cry. It is okay to show how you feel. It is okay to confide into a trusted ear. Keyword, trusted ear. Don't share how you feel with everybody. And don't share how you feel with somebody who lives in the realm of toxic masculinity. Because toxic masculinity is a thing. Whether you try to debunk it or not, whether you try to make it something or not, it is a thing. And it runs rampant day after day. But it's time to change the narrative. It's time to flip the script. It's time to become better than we are. It's time to start apologizing for when we do something wrong. I was reading an example of something as we wrap this episode up. I was reading an example of something as I was researching for this episode. And it said, and it was from Learning for Justice. It was an article that was written by Colleen Clemens. And she was talking about an example of a time when she was on the playground with her daughter. A stranger, knocks her over, leaving her child crying in the sand. And the mother tells me boys will be boys and neglects to ask her son to apologize to her child. We gotta stop using this example. We gotta stop using this phrase, boys will be boys, because it is an abusive, manipulative, toxic, horrible, vile excuse. So what will you do today? As you go into this weekend, what will you choose to do as you go into this weekend? What will you choose to change as you go into this weekend? Because it's time to change the narrative. It's time to change our minds. It's time to change our lives. It's time to change. It's time to be better than we have been before. It's time to say, boys won't be boys. It's time to be responsible and accountable for our actions. What will you do today to change the narrative? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.